The talk that Robert Reich will present is titled with a question, Is Walmart Good for America? The answer, says the UC Berkeley Professor of Public Policy and Clinton-era Secretary of Labor, is a decisive no. For starters, he says, the retail giant, which is pushing to expand its existing store in Roanoke Park into a much larger superstore, ultimately costs more jobs than it creates.
Although the centers themselves may generate some jobs, because they cause the closure of other businesses, the net effect on jobs is a negative. Walmart jobs tend to pay a lower wage rate than the jobs that Walmart displaces. That's certainly true with regard to supercenters. These supercenters just suck the financial strength and the business strength out of related communities.
None of this happens by accident or coincidence, Reich continues. It's all part of a highly profitable business model that depends on public subsidies that are never publicly discussed.
Walmart keeps wages and benefits so low that a large number of Walmart employees don't even get any health benefits, which means that the public has to pay indirectly for their health benefits through Medicaid and emergency rooms. That is an indirect subsidy of Walmart by communities that's invisible to most people, but in fact, that's what's going on.
Another unseen consequence of Walmart's commercial dominance, fueled by the company's well-documented ability to squeeze its suppliers to repeatedly reduce their costs, are secondary job losses. These, Reich notes, are rarely traced back to their source.
I know businesses here in California that had been Walmart suppliers. Walmart pushed them into a corner, said, look, we need lower and lower and lower costs. Those suppliers had to lay people off in California and outsource abroad in order to meet Walmart's requirements. But again, that's an indirect effect of Walmart's business model that creates a huge amount of profits for Walmart, but does not help the state, doesn't help communities, doesn't help American workers.
What it does do is help Walmart maintain pricing advantages over its competitors. But even that, in Reich's analysis, is ultimately detrimental to the company itself.
Remember, Walmart's goal is not to keep prices low. Walmart's goal is to make a lot of money. So Walmart will keep prices low enough to drive out the competition, but not low enough to really help a lot of people. The other point that needs to be emphasized is that the Walmartization of America means that fewer and fewer people have the money they need to turn around and be customers. So it's a self-defeating downward cycle.
Reich's visit to Santa Rosa is being hosted by Sonoma County Conservation Action, the Living Wage Coalition, and other groups opposed to the expansion of the Roanoke Park Walmart store. Although he has no special knowledge of the particulars of that issue, Reich believes the civic debate should recognize and include the damaging ripple effects that he sees.
If they can get local communities and states to subsidize the health care of their employees indirectly and invisibly, if they can keep wages down so low that they're not possible for people to live on anywhere close to where the Walmart stores are, if they're driving other businesses out of business and causing job loss and wage declines around them, that's not what Walmart is worried about. But the public needs to worry about these kinds of things.
A revised environmental impact report for the expansion was approved by the Roanoke Park Planning Commission last month. The matter is now expected to be reviewed by the City Council in late March. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.